right, 6 o'clock, call the meeting to order. Please stand for a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ira, when you're ready, roll.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Mr. Golub.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Mr. Schraff.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes from the July 2022 regular board meeting.
So moved.
I have Fenn.
All of them.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub? Ira?
Mrs.
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Carries. Now we're going to move into our public participation portion. Sean? Christine.
Sorry, I thought I had a few more minutes.
It's okay. Take your time.
I'm here on behalf of the Lions. Dear Mr. Osborne and board members, Doylestown Lions wants to take this opportunity to thank you once again. Our Safety Village was successful again because of your support and dedication to helping the Doylestown Lions. The children love meeting and saying hello to Mrs. Remenert, Mrs. Sandman, Mrs. Lewis, Mrs. Brudigam, Mrs. Diot, I hope I said that right, and Mrs. Archer. Our school resource officer, Nate, was on hand every day and daily in safety talks. Miss Robin at the bus garage did a wonderful job at teaching the children how to enter and exit the bus safely for the first day of school out the window to their parents during the parade. She provided the kids with candy, which we quickly ran out by the third house. Her bus crew was amazing, fun, and engaging with the children on the bus. The students were so excited to be in the parade, and Miss Robin is already working on ideas for next year. It truly is a community-supported program, and we are extremely grateful for all of our volunteers. The children love the reading room with Mrs. Fenn and Mrs. Kiel, our craft room, our daily safety program message, riding bikes on the playground daily. Our program could not be successful without our student helpers from the high school and CIS. Mr. McNutt checked in daily on all 30 student high school volunteers. This is the highest volunteers we have had. They all worked hard, had a positive attitude daily, and was extremely helpful and engaging with all children. We needed all daily as we had 73 kindergartners daily. We want to give a huge shout out and thank you to the following students, and I apologize for saying some of these names wrong. Courtney Stewart, Alyssa Helms, Julia Alger, Sky Reagan, Jocelyn Milburn, Kendall Myers, Brendan Donley, Lexi Youngblood, Cadence Funk, Grace Rouge, Grace Kirkhart, Hannah, Morgan Rockhold, Ashley Starkey, Gabriel Mucky, Dakota Hill, Vivian Burns, Jacob Haynes, Robin Jolly, Josh Haynes, Ansel Armbers, Zoe Lutz, Abby Browning, Emily Baxter, Bella Hopkins, Ricky Reed, Dakota Hill, Haley Youngblood, Leah Hunter, Gia Lutz, Tim Hunter, and Abby Eft, along with two graduated students, Sophia Solman and Marley Jett. Again, the Lions want to thank everyone involved in making our program a success. Chippewa Local Schools and Mr. Osborne, we can't thank you guys enough for your generosity, loyal support, dedication to our community programs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine. Thank
you. Okay, we're going to move into introduction of new staff to the district. Mr. Osborne, is that you?
Yes. As I bring new staff to the board to be hired, we have an interview process we take them through, and you may not get to see them or interact with them. So we use tonight as an opportunity to introduce everyone and get to kind of meet everybody. So what I'm going to ask new staff, thank you for helping me out. For those of you here, your principal or director will introduce you as we go around. Just stand so you can kind of see, we can kind of see the whole team at once. So like when I call Mr. Rodriguez and he introduces everybody from the junior, senior high school, at the end you all will be standing so everybody can see the team. Aside for a brief recess. Mrs. Shafraff has some cookies and something to drink for us for a brief one. And it's a point in time that you want to get lost. It is a great time not to come back in here to stay for the rest of the meeting. Unless you truly have nothing else to do, want to be part of this, we would love to have you. But I will start first as Diot, as we hired her as our Hazel Harvey principal, though she's here once before and at a board meeting. But Angela, if you please can see you, is our new principal at Hazel Harvey. So thank you, Angela. I will not make you go first. I will have Jamie Zollinger go first. And they're best friends already, as you can see.
We also have Nicole Foxel, who will be a paraprofessional in our building here. So we are very grateful for everyone that's filling the position with our students.
Welcome. Thank you, ladies. Mr. Rodriguez.
So welcome. Extremely happy to have you guys here. Appreciate you coming here. So welcome.
Welcome. Now, Mrs. Dia. Thank you, ladies. Christian, we have anybody new in the kitchen?
Nope.
You kept them all? I didn't see Robin come in. We're in the process of hiring two new bus drivers, and we were going through those hires today. So I talked to her, so I didn't know if she's going to be able to make it. And I know we didn't hire any new custodians or maintenance, and Nate will have to on the agenda tonight. They're like that. Anybody I am missing? All right. So, what time do you want us back, Mr. President?
We'll say 6:20. Gives Linda an extra 5 minutes.
Me? Right. Welcome.
Chrissy has everything set up outside. We'll meet you out there. Grab a couple cookies, say hi. The board members introduce themselves to you, and if they kind of, they're not going to remember everybody's names, so just kind of reintroduce yourself
as
we come up.
That's actually better.
Just carry. It's 25, so we will resume.
You got to eat this much and that, not that, which is probably why I've never.
All right, we're going to move into the treasurer's update.
Well defined.
Thank you. Couple comments. State auditors still work fiscal year 2021. We are getting close. They are hoping to have all of their field work done by the end of August and hopefully have a post-closing meeting separate. I wanted to bring you up to date on Nexus. So the auditors meeting across the state here a couple weeks ago. The last word about Nexus, we were thinking somewhere in that 60 to 70% settlement range off of the original values. What I'm hearing from school districts up around the Lake area is it's more like 58%. Along with that, those districts up around the lake needs that Nexus money very badly. There is talk about them contesting the settlement. If they contest the settlement, that will stop the wheels for everyone, unless there's some special provision made out there. I just kind of wanted to let you it's not that it's dead, it's just stagnant because they have that 60 days. I want to say that 60 days is up, and I'm sorry I didn't look at it before I came this evening, but it's close to the end of August, I believe that 60 days is up. So we're getting down to the, we'll know fairly. Along with talking about fiscal year 21, I do have Jillian and Grube. They are our outside accounting firm that does the gap part of our, so in essence, we are going to be starting our fiscal year 22 audit while I'm still trying to get fiscal 21 wrapped up. Also have a audit coming up next week with the Bureau of Workers' Comp, just make you all aware of that. You have tonight the July first financial for this fiscal year 2023. This is what I like to call the trifa. So, three good things happen this month, and then a fourth. So I get advances on real estate taxes in July. I get a school district income tax payment. I get foundation payments. So that's my three. And the fourth is, because it's July, operating expenses for the down. So it leaves me looking very good at the end of July. Having said that, I will move into my action item and looking for approval of my financial report.
So moved.
All right, Fenn motion, do I have a second?
Yep.
Shafrath, Ira, discussion?
Ira, just to clarify for anyone who wasn't here last meeting, the board has taken a action to put the renewal of the 1% earned income tax on the ballot in November, correct?
And thank you, that is correct. So all paperwork is filed. There is an election, I believe it is November 8th, and the school district income tax renewal will be on that ballot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, call roll.
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Yep.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving into superintendent's agenda.
Asking for approval of the Tri-County ESC Legal Consortium Agreement with Peters, Khalil, and Markakis Law. This is the rate we get from the Tri-County ESC. We've used them on a couple different projects. Mm-hmm. Agreement is renewed each year in August as they negotiate with the ESC for that hourly rate.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have Golub. Discussion? Ira, call roll.
Mrs. Fenn? Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
House Bill 583 passed, and it allows us to hire a non-bachelor degree substitutes. We did this last year. There is still a substitute teacher shortage. So they would go through an interview process with us, and then we would hire these subs directly. They would not be through the Tri-County ESC and ASOP page. We did it last year, and we had some great success. Actually, we found some very good substitute teachers. And so we would do the interviewing, and they would be on our list, and then we would place them in. to ASOP for any teacher that was absent.
Make a motion.
Okay, I have Hershberger. Do I have a second?
Yep.
Shafrath? Discussion? Hearing none, Ira, call roll.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passive.
Asking you to approve Ellie Benemis' participation as a teacher facilitator with the University of Akron. This went from June 6th to August 5th. It's a summer education program. All the funding came through the University of Akron, and we participated in, or I should say, we partnered with Akron Public Schools.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Golub, do I have a second?
Yep.
Discussion?
I just have a question of, do we update this or say anything about that since this has already been completed? Do we need to approve this just because it's a staff member? I mean, not just because, but our staff member was involved with that?
I don't believe so, because she is working in conjunction with Akron schools at the university, able to pay her directly. So they're reimbursed, they're giving the funds to Chip, who then will pass those funds to her. So this is just a formality.
Oh, it's a pass-through?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We do that with other school things. All right, thank you.
Any others?
Go Zips.
Go Zips, that's all.
Thank you for that comment. Ira?
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yeah.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger? Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for approval to advertise and receive bids for the purchase of a passenger bus and also a passenger van.
Make a motion.
I have Hershberger with a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I have a question. Last month we had a PO for us. So this is getting more information for another school bus, correct?
Right. We'd advertise for bids. So we participate in a couple purchasing co-ops.
Right.
And then they go out. So instead of us trying to buy one bus, we're part of mega number of schools that are looking to buy buses, and they get a price on that.
So do we see this year or maybe next year? How long is that price good for? Do we know?
It's good for a year.
All right. So if we needed it next June, that price would still be good.
It'd still be good.
Are we
for
in
a year.
Need of a bus and a van right now?
If you ask Mike, he may give you a different answer than I have.
I understand that, Mr. Osborne.
But they're like, yes,
thank
but no,
you.
All of our past inspection.
Right,
are we
good.
In the need of? No. But let's say something crazy happens and all of a sudden right. Buses are $60,000 and then we get a grant for the position to move.
We're being proactive.
I love proactive.
Thank you.
Any others? Ira?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for approval for the contract with the Village of Doylestown and the Doylestown Police Department to SRO again for the 2022-2023 school year. The cost on there is $51,100.
So moved.
Second.
Finn motioned. Hershberger was the second. Do we have discussion?
My discussion comment would be, you were marvelous with the students at Safety Village, and the joy and the respect that has started with our kindergartenizing. And he volunteered to do whatever was needed, even ride the school bus, his Hollow Parade. So thank you.
And along those lines, when I was making donuts and watching kids come up to you and give you hugs, I was amazed. It truly is amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
We even had a student in reading say, I had a puppet as a police officer. That's Nate. Officer Nate. And I was very proud of that.
Brooke, call roll.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. And Officer Samples, we can welcome you back now.
Why are you so sweaty?
Asking to continue using and purchase Acellus as our online learning platform for the 22-23 year.
So moved.
I have Fenn who motioned. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Discussion?
My question, just for clarification, is we approved this for a contract. Does that price go up that we need to approve it per year, or?
We have an agreement with them that we renew yearly, but during that pandemic time, more kids on during a wider grade variety than we do now. So it's based on actual licenses. So each person that gets on it is a license. So we decreased our license this year with that. So actually our price increased a little bit, and we're looking at some other programs. So it will be somewhat fluid, our agreements with Acellus, but the number of license programs, whether we choose to use them or not, Ms. Rodriguez will then weigh in as to what that is, and we have a station.
Oh, great, thank you.
Any others? Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes, motion passes.
Asking for their approval and the hiring of Sharma Dittmer, paraprofessional teacher aide, 7.5 hours. We met her out front and see if Sharma stayed or not. They're like, she will be at the high school, correct?
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Fenn motion. Do I have a second? Did I hear that?
Yes. Yep.
Hershberger second. Discussion? Hearing none, Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mr.
Motion passes.
And finally, asking for the approval of hire of Nick Hand as music teacher for the 1 year contract for CEA. So that's a starting contract. They're like, I noticed on the first agenda it said Hannah. I think this may have been a typo, but it is Nick Hand with two N's. It's not a Hannah. So, and welcome, Nick. And he has been driving up for Beaver Creek almost daily and participating and volunteering out there with the band.
That's great.
Addition already.
Yes. Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Gullib?
Yep.
Do I have a second?
Yep.
Shafrath? Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, Ira?
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes, motion passes. Moving into the superintendent's consent agenda.
We had we had three resignations. Kathy Galehouse is gonna transition to the secretary's position. Jenna Behrens is gonna be moving on the pay scale per CEA contract as she has got a master's plus 15 hours, graduate hours, after her master's. Intervention specialist, Brooke, we hired as a, which is under one pay scale, and now she's gonna move into the intervention specialist role, takes her to a different pay scale, is why we have her on there, because she's not moving laterally in a teacher's pay scale. She's going from two teacher's pay scale. Last year we hired, and asking for permission to hire again, Jennifer Jonke as a permanent substitute teacher. The permanent sub worked 177 days. Those are school days, schooling, and that is her salary there, and it's just for the 22-23 school year. We find the junior high student council that Ruth Coney is going to be part of at 2.75%. And we have the following agreements on letter G. I believe there are seven of them. These usually fall under the guidance of Mrs. Schrock, where we have students that are receiving special services outside of our district that we need to make arrangements for. And all those agreements were placed or an example of what one of those agreements look like or packet. But there are agreements. We currently have kids that would hit each one of these agreements at this point in time, at least one student in each place and several more. But it also is allowed to add students if needed.
Thank you. This is a consent agenda, so it's routine in nature. I will take a motion for items A through.
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Yep.
Shafrath? Any? Hearing none, Ira, call roll.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Ms.
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving to board discussion.
Well, we have an update on the high shorty. We met with the facility committee and to go over that. You want to sum, Kyle?
Yeah. So you received an email from Gables, and they gave us 3 years that they were going to terminate the contract. One was the subsurface rock, rising building costs, and their current market study doesn't support their development anticipated before. So
we did have another update from we'll go over for Todd, softball field.
Thank you. So just for clarity, we're not following it. Our property is still for sale. They had opportunities in their contract to back out, as Kyle just stated, and we needed to meet all three of those things, and they had a window in which able to do that so studies, and then they came out and back out of that contract with that. So the property is still for sale. Second softball field, I sent an update. We'll be putting the backstop up on August 22nd, and then September they'll be scraping for the infield and placing the dugouts up into September, and we'll continue to move forward with that project. We are still using David Krominiski, and with that, the property's still for sale, and we still are talking, people are talking to him about that property.
So if you're interested, same process?
Yes.
Any other facility updates? All right, Jeremy, any legislative updates today or good?
No, their election, their primary election was on August 2nd. They're in election season. I don't expect anything major for a little while. Mm-hmm.
And then we have BN Transportation.
2 years ago, we looked into the marching band had their own trailer, their trailer. As we looked into it, we used one of our school buses as an extra school bus to track instruments and their supplies and we were just using that piece. The director at that point in time asked me if I might, as they went out and checked out bids for another way to support that, whether it be a truck, a conversion van, or a trailer. Nothing was brought back. Our new director brought back 2 options. They looked at a box truck. We have worked with Serpentini, and they found a truck with 27,000 miles on it, has a price tag of $49,000. And like anything else, there's pros and cons for having this box truck. All right. Option is to have a trailer. There's pros and cons to having a trailer to haul these instruments. Cons of using one of our school buses. But regardless of the decision that we make, and we have to make a decision at a point that's going to be best for us to have a strong fine arts department, is we need to be able to move equipment from venue to venue. And our stadium is not behind our high school, so every game we're traveling with this equipment, whether it's to the stadium or to another facility. Our bands compete, our choirs compete. Having a vehicle, they would be able to take stuff with them also, whether it be rooms and or materials. There's pros and cons each way that you go. But I would like to be able to move forward on one of them. Whether we're taking a bus and trying to convert it, and then you can ask questions about the pros and the cons with that, as I'm aware of them today. Whether we get a trailer or whether we get a box truck of some sort / conversion van. You know, one of those big, like a better Amazon, it looks like that we can get equipment up in there, fasten, secure, and transport. There's pros and cons each way. But I would like to thank Chris Jones, who's been on board for a month, that already come up options and with prices that we're able to move forward on either one of those. So I just need to open up. I think this is a healthy discussion. And this is an idea that the direction they can head, and we can take a look at and potentially bring something back to this board, you know, to purchase in the near future, one way or another. Whether there's a salary cap that Mr. Hammond wants to give us or what we think is best for our situation. But, you know, this is truly, I need some feedback on this. schools use all three different messages. I can name a school that uses a bus, I can name a school that uses a trailer, and I can name a school that uses a box truck / conversion van. It's going to be best for our district.
Okay, so do you need some direction today, or do you want to?
I think it's a discussion item. I mean, if somebody has an opinion as to what they think is best, you know, I think it's just the time to come out instead of waiting for us to purchase and say, why didn't you do this instead of doing this? This is the time that, you know, that we need to get an idea of having some direction. If we end up saying, hey, we think a box truck is best, fine. Then we're going to move forward. We're going to go down to Serpentini, R&I, and we'll start talking to Serpentini about the box truck that they found that they're currently holding for us. Mm-hmm. Same thing if we determine a trailer. Not asking for vote, but asking for feedback as to what you see as board members as a process. One way or another, we got to find a way to transport equipment for our fine arts department.
How many feet?
It was 14 feet deep.
Okay.
And I want to say it was 8.5 feet high inside with the ability to strap in.
Jerry?
I was most impressed at 27,000 miles.
Yeah. What?
It's a V8.
What's easier to get up and out of? I mean, a box truck, if it's high, I could see a little bit of a struggle climbing in and out of there with you would have more
like
experience.
Would there be like a way, like a ramp or like something that, because when we had that old trailer, as old as it was, there's like a little ramp you could wheel stuff up, like bass drums, or when you had...
Or a lift gate.
What were we saying?
Or a lift gate.
Or a lift gate, yeah, something like that would be helpful. But I will say, I think it was my seat had a bus, and it worked fine, but it seems like a box truck could be a more long-term solution. It could have other uses using it. So as long as there's a way to get more heavy equipment up into the box truck or wherever, you think that just has to be what's looked at.
Because I thought it was difficult to get equipment in a school bus.
49,000.
It can't be.
Because for that price, it probably doesn't have a lift gate. I can't imagine that a 49,000 box truck would have
it would,
a lift
it would
gate.
At least have a ramp.
It would have
it
a ramp.
Ramp.
It's probably like a U-Haul style.
Yeah, it's a ramp.
But ramp one of those that you pull out?
Yeah, and that would be fine.
That would be fine.
That worked when I was in school, so it would work with that.
It's really hard to get equipment in a school.
Yeah, that's what I would.
That was a little difficult. Now that I think back to lifting up bass drums.
Is this purchase something that will be available if the school district purchases it? Is this something that if the robotics need to go someplace they can use? Isn't going to be, this is just.
You can't
for
transport. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying I understand that. But if, pick another. Somebody else in the district needs a box truck. We're not going to label this as the band truck and nobody else can touch it.
If
sometimes it becomes very.
I would say similar to a classroom. You love them when they take ownership, but they don't own the classroom,
exactly.
The teacher.
So
it's the school district.
So everyone needs to be on board, in my humble opinion, with that concept of, yes, you may use it, but if another group needs it, also.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
So
yes, my answer would be yes. I mean, we know when marching band season is. So we'd call and say, oh, by the way, I'd like to take the box truck on Friday, September 10th. No. Yeah, we all know when marching band season
schedule.
Is, you know, and we're going to earmark that. But yes, the idea would, it does have other uses. Keep in mind, if it's board purchase, then only a board hired employee can drive it for our insurance. So we can't have a mom and dad drive it.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't require CDL, but a board person has to drive it.
Is 14 feet long? Big enough? How big was the trailer we had?
Can I
the
just ask?
Truck?
I mean,
the Travis.
I surely have an opinion, but ask the people that are going to be using this. What their opinions are?
Oh yes, they would prefer the box truck.
Okay, so that's what they prefer.
How much is a trailer, though?
You can get a phenomenal trailer for $15,000.
Yeah.
Now you need something to haul it.
Well, and do we have a pickup truck? Do we have
With maintenance guys have a pickup truck. That's back to being ours again, putting a board employee on it that doesn't mind hauling a trailer. Mr. Hammond and I had this conversation. You put a trailer and ask me to back it down Portage Avenue, I can probably get it done. You ask me to put it into the stall at Chippewa Automotive, I'll be taking out brick and windows quickly. I mean, I wouldn't be able to pull that off. You know, so now you've got to get into a skill set that one of our employees knows how to haul it. I was in another district. We had a phenomenal trailer, fantastic. Guy did a great job, but he hauled the trailer on his truck. And when they did get in the wreck. School board owned trailer and a private vehicle owned truck than an accident. There was tremendous, a lot of paperwork in that deal.
Well, that's why we would use a school pickup truck if we have a school pickup truck.
Which, back to the school employee, yes.
But if we have that pickup being used to haul a trailer and we have an emergency at the school and our maintenance team needs that, then we're putting the whole district in a kerfuffle.
Well, I would like to think we have a good enough relationship with the township, they would hook us up with a pickup truck.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
And I'm just saying that,
right.
that's a work relationship we need to see if we have with the community, you know, township, city, because I know they got equipment, but I'm just looking at cost.
Would the Booster Club be able to kick in any money, or would that make it a non?
I think it.
Chippewa schools will always accept tunes.
I just know personal experience in fleet assurance. Nobody can drive a Chippewa vehicle if they're not hired by Chippewa.
Correct.
So I have no idea what the township rules are, but I don't know if we're able mm-hmm. to drive a township vehicle out on the street. That I don't know.
That we wouldn't be able to answer here. So does somebody have a strong preference? Todd met some feedback.
One more question. You said 27,000 miles on the box truck. How long out would that investment last?
When I looked up box trucks and went on Google and went to, you know, for lack of better, Kelly Blue Book, to look for box trucks that were for sale, did we look at that together? Up there with 150,000 plus miles still for sale, $50,000 mark based on who made it. You know, in those pieces, you're looking at a heavy-duty V8 engine that's meant to haul. So I would be blind guessing a number, but we saw numbers all the way up into 200,000 still asking for $25,000, same size trucks that have over 200,000 miles on them. So if we can get to 250 miles, starting at 27,000, we're probably looking at. And Mike says he will keep it running. I'm going to hold him to that. we're looking at a 15-year.
That's the big thing. It depends driving it, how they drive it, and what the preventative maintenance is on the equipment. If you upkeep equipment, it'll last you for forever.
I mean, but you're getting that stuff better than I do. I mean, these are the types of vehicles that you two are used to driving.
With good maintenance, it would rot out before the drivetrain failed.
Right.
In Ohio.
Yeah, with the salt.
Yeah. So I would. Band recommend. The directors recommend that. The ability in talking with the principals to use it with other programs, just for instance, track, pole vaults, moving hurdles, moving stuff back and forth on events, they look at that as a great situation for them. We started looking at some of our other programs that do take equipment with them. And they like the idea of the box truck because they can drive it. I mean, you can go and run a U-Haul and you have it. The drivability is there and greater. But with that comes greater cost. On the flip end, you know, we have recommendations from our transportation department that the trailer is the way to go. It's cheaper. Now we got to find a way to haul it and somebody that has the ability and skill set to drive the trailer. But I think there's a much difference.
Either way we go, though, we're looking at a school employee that has to drive it one way or the other.
Correct.
Would hope a bus driver can handle a trailer. Or I would think a bus driver could handle a trailer. But okay.
Is anybody opposed for Todd putting a rubric together and have everybody?
I'm fine.
Have their input on it. And if a board member is interested on that input, you can get them that information so they can give you a score.
Yep.
And we move forward with that.
Yeah.
Before we leave board discussion, this isn't really a discussion, but I the village council meeting, I'd just like to share a couple points.
Yep.
Let me know when I may do that.
Right now.
Okay. Village Council, they are putting ball courts in instead of tennis courts. Those are coming soon. The courts have been resurfaced. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is that they're putting in an all-needs playground. Sometimes they're called special needs playground, but I think something very positive is an all-needs playground, which I think is just our community. So just wanted to share that. I just think that's really exciting.
Okay, any others? All right, moving to new business. I have none. That takes us into executive session. I do need to call an executive session for item B, to consider the purchase of a property for public purposes or for sale of a property at competitive bidding. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Yep.
Crab. Ira, when you're ready.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. I have 6:59.
Will we be returning for any action?
No, we will not be returning for any actions taken.